Did you ever leave home for a while, then return and find that lots had changed? That was commonplace in this town. Men would head to work, only to return and find their family in town was much different than it was when they had departed. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
AgroLiquid's full line of crop nutrients offer greater efficiency and unsurpassed application flexibility. AgroLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. Their crop nutrients can be conveniently applied when and where you need them. So instead of applying tons or gallons of fertilizers your crop may not need, you're using less and seeing more in your fields, so you wind up having one heck of a championship season. Go to AgroLiquid.com to get your crop nutrient game plan.
For a time in the 1800s, New Bedford, Massachusetts was the wealthiest city per capita in the world. The whaling industry here was a high-risk, high-reward occupation.
It was a share program. In other words, you had a certain amount of shares within, you know, the proceeds of the boat. If they could do that and come back in 3 or 4 years, they could get enough money to buy a plot of land. The main focus was to buy enough land for a farm. That's really what they wanted. And you didn't need education. You just needed to not be afraid of whales. You'd need to be a really good shot. You needed to be really strong.
Arthur Mata shares the story from the New Bedford Whaling Museum in Massachusetts. As he mentioned, these were very long outings on the high seas.
And you needed to take this really horrendous voyage for 3 to 4 years at a time. Typical whale ship then was about 60 whales they might take, fill the ship, and come back.
And if they did come back, they might be surprised by what they found.
Oftentimes, it was a huge toll. The married men would come back and find out, for instance, after 4 years, the town completely changed, or learn that the family had died in a fire 2 years ago, or learn that the wife had mistakenly learned that a man of the same name had been lost off the Marquesas and remarried. And women really ran the place in the absence of the men.
Mata says the dangerous job did provide a level playing field, though, at least for the 19th century, as one did not need special training to work a whaling voyage, and in many cases, all races were accepted as equal on board. Traveling the countryside in New Bedford, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.